a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 529. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky Meese.
A crash westbound on I-80 approaching State Street over to the right, but backing traffic almost to 13th East. Michelle?
We have delays in spots southbound I-15 from Salt Lake all the way down to Springville. Steve?
And northbound 15 delays in Layton by the mall, plus a crash southbound I-15 at 24th Street in Ogden. Make the most of holiday shopping with triple rewards from Cypress Credit Union. Earn triple points for every dollar you spend using your Cypress Rewards card now through December. Visit cypresscu.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And a look at the forecast. Let's get the latest from Kevin Eubank.
Another beautiful day with sunny skies, but haze in the Salt Lake Valley has left us with moderately unhealthy air quality. Overnight, look for a low in the low 30s, mostly sunny, hazy, and 53 on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Shaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. We've had a beautiful day, 46 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. A proposal to make a new limestone mine in Parley's Canyon is raising some eyebrows. Crews estimate over a billion tons of rock could be moved if the mine is approved. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The proposal from Tree Farm LLC says they expect to disturb 634 acres of land less than a mile away from Granger Peak. Within the first 3 years, they expect to extract 500,000 tons each year, then up to 2 million tons per year after that. The proposal does map out a plan that would also protect and redeposit soils to protect the slopes, but Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson issued a statement saying she is gravely concerned about the plan.
Wilson's statement says development could scar the natural contours and landscape and irreversibly disturb the experience of people in the canyons. We are learning more about a domestic dispute and officer-involved shooting in Orem. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports it started with a fight between a man and his father.
A scary situation inside an Orem apartment near 1100 South, 50 East. Lieutenant Nicholas Thomas says officers were called out late last night to reports of a 41-year-old man attacking his 68-year-old father with a knife.
When officers arrived, they found a male with a wound to his neck.
The suspect ran from the scene and officers found him nearby about a half hour later, and that's when he charged them.
He had two weapons in his hands, was non-compliant, ended up getting shot by our officers.
Lieutenant Thomas says the suspect's father was able to walk out of the apartment to an ambulance where he was then taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. The suspect died at the scene. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Our top national stories this hour. The trial against the Minnesota police officer accused of killing Dante Wright is set to begin tomorrow. Kim Potter is accused of mistaking her handgun for her taser when she fatally shot the 20-year-old Wright, a black man, during a traffic stop earlier this year. Here's Jeff Storms, a lawyer for the Wright family.
This trial is an extraordinary amount or an extraordinary step towards justice that so many of these other grieving families have never experienced.
Other families of victims of police shootings in Minnesota also speaking out at a news conference today. The trial of Jeffrey Epstein's associate began in a New York courtroom today.
Ghislaine Maxwell is a convenient stand-in for Jeffrey Epstein, a defense attorney said on the first day of Maxwell's sex trafficking trial. The defense said Maxwell is filling a hole and filling an empty chair after Epstein's suicide. But prosecutors said Maxwell helped Epstein find girls and knew exactly what Epstein was going to do with those children. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Manhattan Federal Court.
The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack is planning to vote on another contempt of Congress proceeding, this time against a former Justice Department official who did not cooperate with the panel's request for answers.
Former Justice Department lawyer Jeffrey Clark refused to answer questions from the House Select Committee as part of its investigation into the attack on the U.S. Capitol. And now members plan to take a vote Wednesday to recommend the full House of Representatives hold Clark in criminal contempt of Congress. While in the Trump administration, the former DOJ lawyer reportedly pushed baseless claims of voter fraud. The committee is also considering pursuing contempt charges against former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
Part of the newly passed infrastructure bill requires DUI monitoring technology in all new cars starting in 2026. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports last year in Utah, we saw about 5 alcohol-related crashes per day.
That's according to Utah Highway Patrol, who says they're on board with the new law helping prevent drunk driving.
Seen a lot of wrong-way crashes this year, have seen impaired driving, fatalities, and some significant wrong-way vehicles on the freeway due to impairment.
But the exact technology being put in new cars isn't finalized. One being considered is an infrared sensor that would detect blood alcohol levels in the skin and then not let you move the car. Major Jeff Nyber says questions remain about whether they can use that information.
Will we be able to successfully prosecute DUIs? Absolutely. What remains to be seen is, will we have access to any technology, you know, maybe after the fact.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL Sports. BYU basketball is on fire. The Cougars shot up 6 spots to number 12 on the most recent AP Top 25 poll. This comes after their win against the Utes 75-64 Saturday night. Meantime, BYU and Utah's football teams also moved up on the latest Top 25 polls. The Cougars moved up to number 12. The Utes took spot number 14. Ricky Meese, I'm seeing a lot of red lights, a lot of heavy traffic out there.
Yeah, I'm afraid our newest one is going to be a problem for drivers on I-15. It's a crash. Southbound I-15 at Bangor Highway and Draper had been blocking right lanes, and it's right at the merge with the on-ramp to join the main flow of the freeway in Draper. Crews have been able to get it moved over to the right, but not before causing stop-and-go, then slow-and-go delays all the way back to 114th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's...
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.